is designed to clean your video and audio heads in order to provide optimum VCR performance. Please continue playing this tape for the complete duration of the cleaning cycle.
Listening to Creep Show, brought to you by Abandoned View on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplants.org/9000. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at radio.spiritplants.org for schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
Thank you. the screen.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. Stock market up is through the mandate that goods and services comprised again of our finite resources.
Thank you. get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling that the whole country is like 1 inch away from saying, that's it, forget it? You think about it, everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Speaking of schools, I was walking the house halls the other day and I asked myself, is there life after high school? Because I can't face tomorrow, let alone a whole year of this shit. Yeah.
Break a heart and we say goodbye. Close our hearts and we hope to die. Oh! are listening to Creep Show, brought to you by Abandoned View on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplants.org/9000. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at radio.spiritplants.org for schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
Up to this time. Oh,
yeah.
Oscar, what are you doing? Trash all over here? What are you doing?
Gordon, I feel great today.
Oh, you do, huh?
Yeah, I'm going through all my trash, just throwing it around and looking at it. It makes a grouch feel terrific.
Oh, yeah?
Just looking at his trash once in a while.
Well,
you know, Gordon, just looking at this trash makes me feel so good. I feel like singing.
You feel like singing?
Yeah.
How about that, Lance? Well, why don't you?
Everybody, welcome to
this is a Sony Betamax unit that I got this year at Texas Recycles Day. And this model is an SL5600 with beta scan.
Videotape recorder.
I've got several similar models to this.
Like
some of them have got belt-related problems, though, but this one works pretty well.
Not good. Mechanics,
man. I'm riding in your car. You turn on the radio. You're pulling me close. I just say no. I say I don't like it, but you know I'm a liar. 'Cause when we kiss, ooh, fire. Late at night, you're taking me home. You say stay. I say I wanna be alone. I say I don't love you, but you know I'm a liar.
Here goes his tracking brother. Always into some type of trouble. Wait a second, I know he's not riding. Excuse me, sir, you dropped something?
What?
Your trash? You know you need to pick up your trash, right?
Oh, you mean my trash?
Have some respect.
Respect?
People play games.
sweep-a-doo people play.
Somewhere near where they know the person will be every day, and this talisman affects them. The ancient Hebrews would use what was called cherubic squares.
What is this that I can't see with eyes and taking hold on me? I am death and I can't sell. I'll open the doors to heaven or hell. Oh, death, can't you spare me over till another year? Oh, death, please spare me over till another year. If someone would pray, could you call some other day? The children's prayed, the preachers preached, time mercy is out your reach. I'll fix your feet so you can't walk, I'll lock your jaw so you can't talk. Close your eyes so you can't see, this very air come go with me. Death, I come, take the soul, leave the body and leave it cold. To drop the flesh off of the frame, the earth and worm both have a claim. Oh, death, oh, death, can't you spare me over till another year?
Asking right now, how did this happen?
And the city of Norfolk has launched an investigation into how Jerry Holton died. They found his body in the back of a garbage truck yesterday, and they say he died from lack of oxygen and blunt force trauma. Tending your sides, Ava Hurdle joins us live from Norfolk. And Ava, the question is, what is the city doing to prevent this from happening again?
Thank you. like it's Ulla.
How's your love life?
Hey!
Sorry, Charlie.
Mamma mia, that's some speech. We've got spicy meatballs, Jack.
Beauty Mist can make any legs look like $1 million.
Now, I don't wear pantyhose, but a Beauty Mist can make my legs look good. Imagine what they'll do for yours.
Mamma mia, that spicy meatball.
What was the accent?
We saw that. We had money on you. We're placing bets over here.
What are y'all doing?
Just cruising around, getting some pictures, you know?
Where y'all from?
New York.
Oh! Yeah. Well, the way the New Yorkers live here in this city is we wake up at 4 o'clock.
Are you a New Yorker?
I've been both coasts.
Gotcha.
This is the limit. Don't have to wear no suits around here.
Which one is that?
That's right, yeah, that's right. I know, what's that, what's the Hollywood Hills?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's right, Hollywood Hills, okay. Yeah, that's right. What's that, that's right, you know Dino, right? Dino,
yeah.
Yeah, Dino. Okay, I know, he's right over here. Up over here. Yeah, and push him.
Thank you.
It's of barnyard importance that geekles recognize that they've got to learn to behave or we'll never get to Humanity Central, and the radium void will be with us for a long time to come. Our techno-ban Arthur Godfrey State leaves no room for transfusions, and once again, it's up to the Cedars to slap the geekles to awareness. We know it looks hopeless, but it's us together and you alone who will affect the changes we need. The controllers don't have the reason or awareness to change, and Art's alarm clock role has been buried in museum land. So new music makes noise, and it is. But remember, it's what you're doing. It's what it's all saying to you. The message is, Morty Geekle, wake up, or it's glow-in-the-dark time. Yesterday. New music is get up and die, and death is tomorrow's beginning. Find immortality in your creations.
News 8's Leslie Olson joins us now to explain what happened. Leslie.
Eric, he could be the next Houdini. Police say the little boy has left his home twice in the middle of the night, but his parents won't face charges.
Wayne Combs collects trash in the pre-dawn hours. At 4:30 a.m. Wednesday, he saw something strange, a puffed-up blanket on a Bloomington sidewalk.
And I got up the road and I kept thinking about it and thought, man, there's something wrong. So I backed up, and when I set my brakes, I seen him move. And I thought, man, it's got to be a dog or something. And I got out and picked his little head up and looked at me.
Combs says he approached the shaking child and asked him where he lived. The youngster didn't know.
What is the strange elation taking my train of thought to an unknown destination? And suddenly, I don't know where I am. But like a tremor or a spark, something's happening in my heart.
I said, what's that, the fifth time you told me?
It's going to be soon. He's going to come in here and, you know, we're going to watch a movie, maybe cook some food.
You know, it'd be great to come over and hang out, you know, instead of having to hang out outside somewhere all the time. You know, we could actually just kick back.
Someone who's hoarded, they have to declutter their mind first before they can declutter their apartment. Otherwise, they don't know why they're doing it. This is my space. You know, I value it as sacred. It'll be even more sacred when it's cleaned up.